Laodicea had a booming economy. Under Roman control, Laodicea became one of the greatest commercial and financial centers in the ancient world. First, like other cities in the area, they were strong in the textile industry. In addition to that, they were built on the ancient Asia trade route. It was the banking center of the region, with a large quantity of gold. It did so much business that the city had 5 agoras instead of just 1. The city was also famous for its medical school, especially for the treatment of eye disease. It produced an eye salve sold around the world. When the city was devastated by the earthquake of 60 AD, the Romans offered to send them money to help rebuild. The city leaders said no. They knew they could do it on their own. They were a wealthy people. Even the Christians were more affluent than other believers in surrounding cities. Their major problem was water. The city's location had been determined by the road system instead of natural resources. Therefore, its water had to be piped in from other areas. The neighboring town, Colossae, had mountain fresh cold water. Hierapolis was not far away with its hot mineral springs. The result was Laodicea ended up with lukewarm water, heavy with minerals. We'll be able to see the heavy lime deposits in the pipes used to bring water into the city. It had a strong smell and the taste was bad, enough to make people sick. With the help of Epaphras, Paul started a church there during the time he was in Ephesus. He wrote a letter to the church, but it's been lost. You'll find this in Colossians 4, verse 16. The church at Laodicea is mentioned 5 times in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 1, chapter 4, verses 13, 15, and twice in 16. Years later, this church received their letter from Jesus. It indicated that it was the worst of all 7 churches. This was in direct contrast to the letter sent to the church at Philadelphia, which didn't mention any wrongdoing. The letter to Laodicea doesn't mention anything good about the church. Jesus used their water situation to make his point. I wish you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I am going to vomit you out of my mouth. He also refers to their famous eye salve when he said, I advise you to buy from me ointment to spread on your eyes so that you may see. When we're at the ruins of the city, we will walk along the east-west road that runs through the city. It was part of the major superhighway of the ancient world. Those going east would travel through Colossae and continue on to Antioch in eastern Turkey. Those going west would end up at Ephesus. The most impressive sight that we'll see is the remains of their stadium. In its day, it could hold more than 20,000 people. A church that was built in the 4th century spans an entire city block. Its cross-shaped baptistry can still be seen today. Sometime this week, read Revelation 3:14-22.